Finally, today, an independent boarding school in Bath is putting its boys' basketball team out of the Maine Principals Association, the governing body for competitive sports among all public and some private high schools in Maine. Officials at Hyde School say the team and its players were on the receiving end of unfair officiating and racial slurs from the crowd during this year's Class D Western Maine basketball finals. The Maine Principals Association says it received a letter from Hyde objecting to the officiating, but only recently learned of the allegations of racial slurs directed at players. Jay Field reports.
It was a good season for the Hyde School boys basketball program. After defeating Searsport in the quarterfinals, Hyde took care of Valley Bingham in the semis of the Western Maine Class D Championship. Waiting for them in the finals was Forest Hills, a perennial basketball power from Jackman.
We talked to our kids beforehand saying it was going to be a really tough physical game.
John Mellinger, Hyde's athletic director, says Forest Hills had two skilled big men playing on the inside.
And that was going to be a tough thing for us because we were kind of playing small. We didn't really have as good of a matchup and an answer for those two kids.
The team went with a man-to-man defense. That usually results in more fouling. Still, as the game wore on, Mellinger says officials seemed to be calling an inordinate number of fouls against Hyde. With 6 or 7 minutes left in the second half, as many as 5 Hyde players had already fouled out. Forest Hills ended up taking 45 foul shots in the contest. Hyde took just 6. As this foul shot disparity widened, meantime, something else was going on in the crowd that made the Hyde team and its players and supporters uncomfortable.
We had people that were sitting in the stands kind of behind the benches who had kind of reported to us and to some other school officials that there were disparaging comments made towards and about our student body and some of our student athletes.
2 of Hyde's top players are African American, and the offensive comments from the stands reportedly included racial slurs. In a posting over the weekend on a high school sports blog, Malcolm Gauld, the school's president, announced that the Hyde boys basketball program would be leaving the Maine Principals Association for the New England Preparatory School Athletic Council. Gauld says the racial comments were similar to ones directed at Hyde and its athletes in the 1980s. When added to our feelings regarding the aforementioned officiating, wrote Gauld, it just seems as though the only redress available is to do something else.
I will tell you that if there are any of those types of comments at any of our competitions that we run, and if the people that are in charge become aware of those, I will assure everyone in the state that those will be addressed.
Dick DeRost, executive director of the Maine Principals Association, says MPA officials at the game between Hyde and Forest Hills were not aware of any racial comments being made. On March 3rd, DeRost says the MPA did get an email from an official at Hyde taking issue with the disparity in foul calls during the game.
Very often there's a disparity among the number of fouls called, and there can be very good reasons for that. Those things can, from time to time, be explained by the tempo of the game, the types of defenses played, and certainly near the end of the game, when the team that's behind and believes that they may have a chance to get back into it tend to foul for a lot of strategic reasons.
In announcing the decision to leave the MPA, Malcolm Gauld wrote, "At risk of understatement, the positive interactions and opportunities over the years indeed make this a bittersweet occasion." Hyde's girls basketball team, meantime, will remain in the league. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.